play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL. Starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks will go the same way they've gone throughout the season. Andrea Sampson, Kelsey Legg, Chloe McCarthy, Yvonne Mixon, and Emily Meinert. Head coach Evan Massey, 40th season, record of 895 wins and 543 losses. Stillman Valley, coached by Bobby Mellon, they will go with Kara Johnson, Anna Broski, Georgia Bullard, a freshman, Kayla Boyd, a sophomore, Maddie James, a senior. They're 8-14 on the season. Streaks in their home white, silver numbers, trimmed in silver and black. The Cardinals are in their road black with red numbers, white and red trim on the shorts and jerseys. In the center circle for the Streaks, Emily Meinert at 6 foot, and for the Cardinals, it is Georgia Ballard, 5'5", freshman, stepping in.
That should be an easy
one.
That's
kind of weird. I don't. They have Broski at 5'10". I'm not sure why they don't have her jump, but anyway, easily won by the Streaks. Stillman Valley comes out in a 1-3-1 zone. This is Andrea Sampson, right baseline to Kelsey Legg, out high right side, mid post to Emily Meinert, back out to Andrea. She penetrates, kicks over to Chloe on the left baseline. Now top of the key, Kelsey Legg penetrates, scoops a shot up off the glass, too strong. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound, put back up and in.
Great follow there by Yvonne. It looked like Kelsey took some contact there on that shot, but Yvonne was able to follow right behind her and scoop it up and put it in.
2-0 Streaks. This is Lexi Lichty. Oh, she started. He had a different. He had given me somebody else, but he started Lexi Lichty, who was a 5'7 freshman. He said she wasn't going to start, but she'd be in the ball game really quickly. Well, she actually started. Said that she started earlier in the season, but he was starting some of the older girls. A shot blocked by Kelsey Legg. Rebound and put back up and in, and that was. Their numbers are really hard to read.
11.
That was 11.
Johnson.
That's Kara Johnson, whose shot was blocked initially. Got the rebound, put it up and in. We're tied at 2. Right baseline, Andrea Sampson kicks out high right side. Kelsey Legg between the circles to Chloe McCarthy. Chloe back to Kelsey, and she'll set the offense right at the center circle against the 1-3-1 zone. Gives to Yvonne Mixon out high left side. Swing it down to the right corner to Andrea Sampson. Back out high to Kelsey Legg. Left side now, it's Andrea Sampson from Chloe McCarthy. Back to Chloe, and the ball, Streaks are going to turn it over. It's going to be an over and back as Chloe couldn't hang on to the pass and went into the backcourt. First turnover by the Streaks.
2-2, 6:37 left to go here in the first quarter, and the Streaks, good first possession. That possession left a little to be desired, but having to figure their way out. I think this is the first time we've seen a 1-3-1. The Streaks do occasionally play the 1-3-1, but we haven't seen the 1-3-1, I don't think, all season.
Yvonne Mixon called for a block there as it was, I'm not sure who was that. That was Ballard that tried to penetrate there. Stillman Valley has it, left baseline. This is Ballard penetrates, misses shot, and the rebound comes down to Emily Meinert. Kelsey Legg gives to Chloe McCarthy, left wing. Down to the left block, Yvonne Mixon spins baseline, kicks back out to Chloe. Top of the key, Kelsey, right wing. Andrea Sampson down to the block to Emily Meinert, puts it on the floor, puts it off the glass, and good, but traveled before she went up with a shot.
Yeah, she shuffled the feet right before she got into it. Streaks are going to come out and press now.
And it comes to Broski. And they break the pressure. This is Ballard, the 5'5 freshman. Bounces left side to Lichty. Lexi Lichty, a 5'7 freshman. Ballard now right wing. It goes to Kara Johnson. Johnson. The numbers are a whole lot smaller than most jerseys, and they're really close together.
Yeah, there's not a lot of spacing. It's that Nike jersey we've seen a couple times this year, but it's definitely harder to see with the red on the black.
Lexi Lichty did the same thing, got the ball top of the key, shuffled the feet before she put it on the floor. Streaks get it back on the Stillman Valley turnover. Still tied at 2, 5:45 to play first quarter. Now a 2-1-2 zone, a little half-court trap. Nice pass
easily.
Over the top. Kelsey Legg, as all the defense came forward, Kelsey Legg threw it from midcourt over the top to Emily Miner, right side. She laid it up and in. Now Emily knocks the ball away. Ballard able to run it down, gets it off to Maddie James. She gets across midcourt, right side, or left side, and trapped, and she's going to go into the backcourt. Nice job defensively by Kelsey Legg using the center court line as the third defender.
Yeah, and Coach Mellon can't be too happy there with Maddie James because she got so focused on dribbling that basketball, she forgot where she was on the floor. If all she had to do was catch it, stop, and look, and she would have seen that she with the double team on her, that means somebody's wide open.
And that's one of the things with a young team that has problem. Three-pointer right baseline from Andrea Sampson is good on the feed from Kelsey Legg.
Unfortunately, that was his senior that did it. So.
Right. Well, that's the thing, and that's why he's playing a lot of young players. Broski with a three left side. Good. Anna Broski showing a little range there. Comes back with a 3-5-10 senior. 7-5 streaks. But, yeah, he said that's been a problem with their turnovers often with their younger players not being able to handle the pressure. Left wing. Andrea Sampson down to Emily Miner on the block. Lost the handle. Got it back. Missed a shot. Rebound kept alive by Yvonne Mixon. Loose ball run down by Emily Miner. Now Andrea Sampson gives to Kelsey Legg in the center circle. 2-3 zone now. High post to Yvonne Mixon. Left wing goes to Andrea Sampson. She'll fire the three. Good. Two in a row for Andrea. Quick 6-point run and make it 10-5 streaks. 4.5 to play here in the first quarter.
And a good job by the streaks to work the ball from the middle in and out, and it opened up Andrea for that three.
Nice defense. Ooh. by Yvonne Mixon, as it was Kara Johnson tried to drive baseline, and Yvonne there the whole time, and I thought she just dribbled the ball out of bounds off her own leg.
It looked like it from this vantage point, but that was not the call, and now into the game is another freshman, Faith Fowler, number 30.
In for the streaks, Megan Lingefelter, also Deja Range, who makes the steal. And now a foul is going to be called. The reach on Kayla Boyd, the sophomore, the lone sophomore on this Stillman Valley roster. Boyd reaches in and picks up her first foul. Also, let's see, so we have Megan Lingefelter, Deja Range come in. And they're in there with Emily Meinert, Andrea Sampson, and Kelsey Legg. Right baseline, Emily Meinert on high right side to Kelsey Legg against the 2-3 right baseline. Andrea, and she traveled with it. She stopped and turned. I thought it looked like she had, from this angle, I thought she had picked up that pivot foot and moved it forward, and that was what the call was. 4:05 to play first quarter. Streaks leading 10-5 as Cardinals break the press, but then turn it over. Kind of got to go a little fast there. It was Lexi Lichty, one freshman, trying to get it to the other freshman, Georgia Ballard.
Game getting a little sloppy now. Turnovers being exchanged by both sides. 7 turnovers now in the game. 4 for Stillman Valley, 3 for the Streaks.
Andrea Sampson drives to the free throw line. Missed the 15-footer, but Emily Meinert there with a rebound put back. She's got 4.
And realistically, there's nobody that's going to be able to check Emily Meinert on this team, Stillman Valley team.
Now a trap and a jump ball called and possession error points towards Stillman Valley. I would say that about, you know, both Emily and Yvonne
in
this game.
Yeah.
And even, I mean, the way the game Deja had the other night, probably her too, honestly. If she can get it posted up. I mean, Broski's a little bit taller than her. Broski on the right wing, penetrates, stops. Nice little go there and layup up and in, and that was Kayla Boyd, and they called the foul.
Whoa, really?
I thought she was got in front of behind the defense. I didn't know that there was any contact. I didn't see it.
That's not a foul you see called very often either, because it didn't seem, whatever it was, didn't seem to affect the shot one bit.
I'm not sure who they, I think Deja got the call. Interesting. So, shot put up and in by Boyd. She'll go to the free throw line, misses, but the rebound. Oh, Deja hustles after, kept it alive, but coming away with it is James. Top of the key, Broski fires another three, missed that one. Rebound tapped up by Yvonne Mixon, who's back in, and Lauren Campbell, who then pulls it down and gives way to Riley Jenkins, also in for the streaks. Riley Jenkins, the freshman, right wing, Megan Lingefelter back out high right side. Riley Jenkins against the, now they're back in the 1-3-1 zone. Right baseline, Megan Lingefelter to Yvonne Mixon mid post, kicks it over to Lauren Campbell, left wing for three, good! And that's where that open shot's going to be, opposite of that zone. Great job by the Streaks Bigs as a timeout called by Bobby Mellon. Great job by the Streaks Bigs seeing that opening on the opposite side there. 30-second timeout called by Stillman Valley head coach Bobby Mellon.
Who had that pass to Lauren? Was it
that was Yvonne.
Riley? Oh, it was Yvonne.
Yeah, it was Yvonne with the assist. 15-7 Streaks, 2:55 to play here in the first quarter. What was the young lady's name? Played for Stillman Valley, 6'3", went to Arkansas.
Oh, my gosh.
Wasn't it Maddie something as well? Was that, what, 2 years ago? Did we play them last year here?
I don't think so.
That was 2 years ago, I think, we played them in the shootout here. And, yeah, we thought she was an okay player. We didn't think she was SEC-level player, but well, I know we beat them that game. He lost five seniors. Macy Weaver, that's right. And initially she had committed to Wisconsin, but they had let their coach go, and then right. She changed to Arkansas. Cardinals with it. This is Broski out high right side. Nice look underneath the basket. Left side, up and in. Faith Fowler, the 5'10 freshman. That was a really nice pass from the senior Broski. Make it 15-9. Streaks with the lead. Megan Ligafelder swings it to Lauren Campbell. Left baseline for three. Strong on that one. Megan with a weak side rebound. Leans it up off the glass. Got it too far into the basket off the bottom of the rim. And it went off the Streaks last. We'll take it back the other way. So Fowler with her first basket. That was a really nice pass from Broski to Fowler. Full court pressure from the Streaks, and it comes to Georgia Ballard. She's trapped up looking for help. Down court, stolen by Riley Jenkins. Streaks with numbers, right baseline. Megan Lingenfelter for three. Good! On the feed from Riley Jenkins, Megan Lingenfelter. And that is the fourth three of the ball game for the Streaks. And now Riley with the steal. Riley down the left side of the lane, up off the glass and in. Kind of lost the handle, had to double clutch, and she puts it up and in. And now make it 20-9, Streaks, just under 2 minutes to play here in the first half. And now a travel called as it was Boyd in the corner. She saw the trap coming, and so she shuffled the feet, and she immediately ran to the bench. She knew she was coming out. And, wait a minute. No, she was just taking her headband off, I guess. I thought she was going out, but Peyton Barger, another freshman, comes in, 5'6", and I didn't see who went to the bench. Lauren Campbell left baseline for the Streaks to Riley Jenkins between the circles. Now it's Lauren Campbell out high left side. Megan Lingenfelter between the circles. Right wing, Riley Jenkins. Pounds the dribble, brings it out between the circles. Now back to Megan Lingenfelter. Right wing, goes baseline, picks up, back out high to Riley Jenkins. She'll penetrate the seam there. Now to Megan on the right wing for three. In and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Fowler for Stillman Valley. That one went down in and popped back out. Now driving baseline left side. Shot is up and no good. And ooh. Was that Broski that made that move? Yeah. No, I'm sorry. That was Kayla Boyd, I think, that missed the initial shot. And then this is Peyton Barger going to the free throw line. Was it an over the back they called? Or
no, they called somebody hitting Barger on the
Yvonne
shot.
That's her second foul.
What? Took the initial shot?
It was, I thought that was Barger.
Barger took the second shot.
Okay, then it must have been
Broski.
Yeah, it must have been Broski. No, I'm sorry. Down here, 21. No, that's Boyd. It was Boyd. I'm sorry. Okay. Kayla Boyd. First free throw up, no good. Second one up and good for Peyton Barger. 20-10 Streaks, a minute 23 to play first quarter. Kelsey Legg back in, Andrea Sampson as well. She's got it on the right wing. Chloe McCarthy, Emily Meiderden as well, and Yvonne Mixon is at the high post. Now Chloe McCarthy has it, dribbles out of the key, goes to the right elbow and travel with it. Stopped and was going to try to make the pass, and the defense closed out, and she picked up the pivot foot, couldn't stop her momentum as Deja checks in for Yvonne, who's got two fouls with 1:10 to play here in the quarter. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Inbound comes to Broski in the corner. Pass tapped away by Kelsey Legg. And coming up with it was Deja Rain. She tried to tap it back to Kelsey, but coming away with it was a nice play by Georgia Ballard, who came away with it, took it down, laid it up and in. Unfortunately, now Andrea Sampson drives, 10-footer right wing, no good. Rebound kept alive by Emily Minard. Now it is Kelsey Legg with it. 47 seconds to play in the quarter. Kelsey between the circles near the volleyball spike line. Bounces around with the United at the free throw line. Left wing, Chloe McCarthy fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound down to Boyd for Stillman Valley. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Streaks with a 20-12 lead. Right wing, it's Broski. Another pick and roll. Down the right side, shot blocked by Chloe McCarthy, but I think she had the hand on the back, and that's what they're going to call. As Peyton Barger is going to go back to the free throw line for two more shots. Barger just hit one of two, one of the many freshmen on this team, and they all get a lot of playing time. The only one that hasn't been in yet is Julia Orlando, a 5'6 freshman. First free throw up and good for Barger. So They'll have a good team coming up in a few years. I didn't realize with their enrollment, they are a 3A school. They're like 560-something. He said their subsectionals are either Marengo or Dixon is where they'll play the region.
Really?
Yeah. So they are 3A.
Well, you're right. They're going to be a real good team. And these freshmen really play well together. You can tell they've played together for at least a couple of years.
Streaks will work for one. Kelsey Legg gives to Andrea Sampson near the center circle, left wing. Chloe McCarthy, 5 seconds play. Swing it to Andrea, right baseline. She'll fire the three. Good! Just before the buzzer. Her third of the quarter. And the Streaks in the first quarter with a 9-point lead. It's Galesburg 23, Stillman Valley 14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Having a hard time finding qualified candidates to fill your open positions? What if you could speak directly to thousands of potential candidates? All you need to do is visit galesburg.info, keyword jobs, to learn more about radio and web recruitment. Hurry, the perfect employee may be listening right now.
Deliver your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter, leading 23-14 over the Stillman Valley Cardinals here at the Galesburg Shootout. Town Erdith, Eric Gibson, to John Thiel, Jim. Yvonne Mixon at the high post, left baseline to Megan Lingefelter. Back to Kelsey Legg between the circles, bounces back to Yvonne at the free throw line, drives right down the right sideline, splits the defenders, step back inside, laid it up and in.
Yeah, nice what a take nice there move by Yvonne, and she saw the defense was taking the post away, so she stepped back through and went to the middle.
Now a reach is going to be called on a trap. I think Emily Miner got the call that time. Her first foul, fourth team foul on the Streaks. We just saw that the other night at Alleman from the high post. She made a really nice move. We thought she was going to do it one time, and then she stopped. And then the next time she did a nice power dribble to the basket. And a really nice move that time. A lot of upside in that young lady. Left side, five-footer up and good by the freshman Faith Fowler. She's got 4 points, make it 25-16.
The one thing with Stillman Valley is they're not going away.
Right.
Streaks have put some big shots on them here in the early going, especially Andrea with her three threes, and they're just sticking around, Sir Avil.
Yep, Andrea from the left wing made a fake and decided to penetrate, and they say she picked up the pivot foot before she put the ball on the floor. That was a close one. I didn't really see it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I think when they think they're moving quickly, yeah, that's... They think, oh, well, there must have been a travel.
Now Ballard drives down, missed the shot. Rebound Yvonne Mixon. Kelsey Legg on the run with it. Swing it to Megan Lingefelter on the left wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. Short rebound kept alive by Andrea Sampson. The Fowler comes away with it for Stillman Valley. Now it's Ballard, Georgia Ballard, one of the freshmen out there. To Peyton Barger, another freshman. Back to Ballard in the center circle. To Barger out high right side, right baseline it goes to Broski, and she'll stop on the wing and fire a left-handed three, no good. Rebound, Megan Lingefelter. She got a really quick release.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. That was quite the quick release.
I had no idea if she was going to let that fly. Right wing, Andrea Sampson thought about the three, now puts on the floor, brings it back out, and gets to Kelsey Legg right of the center circle. Kelsey dribbles left now. Now swings it to Megan on the right baseline. To Yvonne Mixon down on the right block. Ooh. Missed the shot, though. Rebound comes down to Broski for Stillman Valley.
Yvonne liked to have that one back.
Yeah.
That was that point blank with little interference.
This is Ballard with it. Drives right side. Got through the defenders. Took a little contact. Couldn't hit the shot. Emily Miner with a rebound. The contact, though, she actually went up into Yvonne. That was a good no call. Kelsey Legg out high right side. It goes to Andrea Sampson. Near steal by... Boyd, but Andrea able to muscle it away. At the free throw line, Emily Miner back to Megan Lingefelter, left wing. Between the circles, it is Kelsey Legg. She'll back it out and reset the offense for the Streaks against the 1-3-1 zone. Or actually, yeah, looks like they switch back to the 2-3 now. Kelsey penetrates, kicks out to Andrea, right baseline, puts it on the floor, pulls up with a 17-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Barger for Stillman Valley. Barger on the dribble down the right side, and oh, handed the ball right to Megan Lingenfelter. She just took it away, and then got called for the block. I mean, she was moving, but the way Barger went in, she like just handed, was trying to go up with a shot from her waist and just handed it to Megan. Back in for the Streaks, Deja Range, Chloe McCarthy, Riley Jenkins, and it'll be Emily Minerton, Megan Lingenfelter will stay on the floor for the Streaks. 5:14 to play first half. Inbound comes to Ballard. Streaks fell asleep on that one. Ballard lays it up and in. She's got four, 25-18 Streaks, 5:07 to play first half. And a steal by Stillman Valley. And Ballard ran it down. She got herself too far into the basket, tried to back up without dribbling. So the Streaks get it right back. Teams exchange turnovers. Riley Jenkins will bring it up for the Streaks, and they'll extend that 2-3 zone out near midcourt. Left baseline, Megan Lingenfelter to Emily Minard on the block, and she lost a handle on it. Spun one way. The defender was there, tried to spin back toward the baseline, lost the handle on it. I think part of it also, from what I've seen, ball handling, just catching passes, it looks like the ball must be a little bit slick. Megan Lingenfelter, the steal on the inbound, right under the basket. She lays it up and in. She's got five. Make it 27-18 Streaks. But I've seen that they've had some trouble and a double dribble called on, who was that? Let's see if I can see that number 15. That was Lexi Lichty. But some of the catches, it seems like the ball might be a little slick this afternoon.
10 turnovers now for Stillman Valley. So Streaks doing a good job pressuring the basketball, but also, again, some freshman mistakes.
Chloe McCarthy swings to Megan Lingenfelter, right baseline, top of the key, Riley Jenkins. She'll penetrate, kick out to Chloe, left wing. Down on the right block, Deja got her too far to the basket. She kicks back out. Now it's Chloe back to Riley on the left baseline. Penetrates, goes all the way across the baseline, gets it to Megan Lingenfelter. Now back to Chloe McCarthy out between the circles. She'll reset against the 2-3 zone. Swing it to Riley Jenkins. Now left baseline, Megan Lingenfelter. Swing it to Chloe McCarthy, right wing. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Deja skies for the rebound. Goes up off the glass and got fouled. Couldn't hit the shot, but the foul's going to go against Faith Fowler. That'll be her first, and Deja will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Who put that three up?
Chloe.
Chloe.
4:02 to play first half.
Let's see.
Streaks with a 27-18 lead.
Deja on the season, 13 of 29 from the stripe, make it 13-30.
She's strong on that one. Back in, Andrea Sanson replacing Megan Lingenfelter. Kelsey Legg will come in as Deja, second one bounces around and falls through. And Kelsey comes in to replace Riley Jenkins. Full court pressure from the Streaks, now back to a 10-point lead, 28-18, 4:02 to play first half. Bounces inside for Lichty, and she gets tied up by Emily Minert, and the possession arrow points toward Stillman Valley. So they'll try to do it again against the full court pressure. Inbound comes to Broski. Now this is Barger with it. Trapped up, looking for help. Pass tip by Kelsey Legg, but a push call from behind on Kelsey, I think, as Lichty was trying to...
And I think Emily or Kelsey just got teed up.
Well, let's see who the foul went against first. Oh, Emily got
called. It went against Emily. She got teed.
She got both of them. Wow, so that's she's got three now because the technical counts as a personal foul, so she already had one. So the foul on the technical on the push, I don't know what it was she said, but...
Well, whatever
the official didn't like.
Yeah, and it was quick, too, because right after he blew the whistle for one, he... Rang her up for the second one.
So Broski goes to the free throw line, hits the first, hits the second. She's got 5 points down. Stillman Valley will have the basketball. Now 28-20 Streaks with 3:50 to play. Quickly, Coach Massey gets Lexi Tucker in to replace Emily Minert.
I don't remember the rule. The coaching staff's not... doesn't have to sit because of a technical on a player, right?
No,
it's only on the bench.
Only on the bench, yeah.
That's what I thought.
So now what's the discussion?
I think it's whether she was shooting, if there should be shots, because there's 8 fouls on the streak. So
oh, yeah, so it should
be
a 1-on-1, yeah.
Well, now they're... Yeah.
Yeah, and it should be Lexi Lichty going to the free throw line, she goes to the line for the 1-on-bonus.
Oh, I see what they're doing, and they get the ball back.
Right.
Gotcha.
So Lichty missed, so...
Why is she getting another one?
It was a 1-on-1. They're giving her a second shot. Wait a minute.
Oh, you know what I bet? I bet they counted the first two as the 1-1.
But that's not, Broski is not the one that got fouled. Lichty's the one that got fouled. That was supposed to be a 1-1. They gave her.
I don't know how that happened.
They screwed that up. Okay. Well.
Because she wasn't shooting, right?
No. No, it was. It had
happened
out here.
And he even signaled 1-1 to the bench, I thought.
Yeah. Huh. All right. So, driving right side, shot up and no good by Boyd. Missed, but she got her own rebound. Now Lexi Tucker gets called for the foul. That'll be her first. Well, one of the things Coach Mellon said he liked about this team, they do play hard, and we have seen that. That's for sure. They're not going to give up. 28-21 streaks, 3:37 to play first half. Boyd at the free throw line hits the first. So she is 1-for-2. So this is weird. I have a 1 in bonus marked with just the second shot made. Never seen that before. Second shot up and good as well for Kayla Boyd.
We'll have to ask for clarification after the game from Coach Massey.
I think your first assessment was right, that they shot what was
supposed to be the
foul. Yeah, the personal foul first, and when that should have been the technical shooter.
That
was steal by Broski. Right wing, lost handle, got it back. Good hustle by Andrea Sam to get it back and knock it away.
That was a 5-point possession, was it not?
Yeah.
Two free throws, one free throw, and then two more.
Yep. 28-23, streaks were up 28-18. Near steal, ball got tapped away by Andrea Sampson, but Stillman Valley able to get it back. Right wing, this is Anna Broski on the pick and roll again, and nothing doing as Deja Range gets there to steal the pass away. Down court it goes to Lauren Campbell back in. Down to Lexi Tucker, left block, and she got tied up there, and it's stolen away. Back the other way. This is Ballard on the run. Down the right side, got right through the speed defenders, but missed the shot off the bottom of the glass. But the rebound came down to Boyd. Now a three-pointer left baseline from Ballard is no good, but gets her own rebound.
They're getting after the ball, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Loose balls right now are all going to Stillman Valley.
When your coach says follow your shot, that's exactly what they're talking about. Now penetrating, this is Boyd, missed a shot, but a foul is going to be called. Was it
Lauren Campbell?
Yeah, Lauren Campbell, I think, was there, got the hand on her. So it'll be Kayla Boyd going back to the free throw line with two more shots. She's 2-for-3, and that is the first on Lauren Campbell. First free throw is up and good. Now the worry is, we said nobody can guard Emily Miner, nobody can guard Yvonne Mixon on the floor, but Yvonne's got two fouls, now Emily with three. So Yvonne checks back in for Lexi Tucker. Also back in is Megan Lingefelter. She replaced Lauren Campbell. Second free throw up and good for Boyd. Now make it 28-25 streaks with 2:35 to play here in the first half. And the streaks turn it over.
Turnover over the half for the streaks.
Kelsey tried to throw it over the top to Andrea Sampson, too high, and a 30-second timeout called by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Well, makes things a little more interesting here as the Streaks lead at 28-25, 2:34 to play here in the first half, and they've let the team you don't want to let get some confidence right back into the ball game.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that the Streaks just kind of have not been able to think through this. I mean, the mistakes they're making at this point are just silly mistakes. I mean, you're talking about turning the ball over there. That was just a pass way over the head. And then the technical and things like that, that's stuff you don't really want to see if you are Coach Massey, because those are ones that you can control.
All right, Cardinals with the basketball, 2:31 to play first half. This will be Georgia Ballard, one of the freshmen on this team. Bring it up, goes left, gets a pick, now pulls out and gets to Broski, top of the key. Three-pointer off the back iron, no good. Rebound Megan Lingefelter for the Streaks. That is one of the quicker releases I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because she fires it from kind of, she like goes from her hip. I mean, against really, really good defense, she won't be able to get that shot off because she starts it so low, but I think she flips it.
I don't know, because I'll tell you what, the one thing, even though it starts low, it's so surprising.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you don't know she's actually shooting it.
Yeah.
There's been quite a few times where I thought she was just pulling the ball up and she just continues to go.
28-25 streaks, 2:10 to play in the paint. It goes to Deja Range.
No!
Oh,
that went off the leg of one of the Stillman Valley players.
But they say Deja just lost it out of bounds. It's going to go back to Stillman Valley. They've got a chance again to tie it with a three-pointer or cut it to one. Steal by Kelsey Legg on the inbound. Bounces for Deja down to the block. Puts it on four. Leans it up off the glass. Can't hit, but she's fouled. I think it's going to go against Broski.
Well, for those of people out there listening that think maybe the Streaks get a home court advantage with fouls, it hasn't happened today.
That's true.
Just the third team foul called on Stillman Valley, the Streak 10 for the Streaks.
First on Broski. Deja was 1 for 2, now make it 2 for 3 as she hits the first. 29-25 Streaks. Deja Range, second shot, too strong. Yvonne Nixon with a rebound up off the glass and in. Well, that'll stop the dam from leaking. Now Yvonne with a steal. Oh, had to try to run it down. She got hustled back and chased down a loose ball and tried to save it inbounds and stepped on the slide. Great hustle by Yvonne Nixon. 31-25 Streaks, under 2 minutes to play. Broski, ooh, finds, what a nice pass again. She found Boyd running down the right side of the lane. The sophomore lays it up and in. Quickie back the other way. Andrea Sampson up off the glass and in. Drove right baseline, put it up and in. Down on the other end, let's see, Eddie marked down Boyd with the basket. 33-27 Streaks. Now this is Ballard. Down on the right side, goes up over the top of Yvonne Mixon. Can't hit the shot. And Andrea Sampson with a rebound and a foul called from behind. Ballard reached in on her. That was a freshman mistake because he had no chance to get that ball away from Andrea, even if she right. didn't get a hand on it. Checking back in, Faith Fowler for Stillman Valley. She replaces Maddie James Fowler, the 5'10 freshman.
And now Stillman Valley going to press.
Yvonne Mixon to inbound, 1:31 to play here in the half. Streaks lead 33-27. And an inbound goes off the leg of Kelsey Legg, but fortunately she got it back, and Yvonne gets it. Now Kelsey has it. And she'll get it across midcourt, and they're trying to trap, and she just keeps going.
Ooh. She got away with a little bit of a push-off there as she extended the arm against Ballard.
Megan Lingenfelter for three, left wing. That short rebound in the hands of Deja Range. It bounced really quickly, and it's going to be a tie-up between Deja and Lexi Lichty, but the Streaks will get it on the alternate possession.
And the whistle was fairly quick, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because once Deja started to rip it away, that girl had no chance. Now the inbound, Deja wide open down on the left block feed from Kelsey Legg. Deja lays it up and in. She has got three, or four, excuse me, and make it to 35-27. Now a shot blocked. Who got that one? I didn't see it,
unfortunately.
I don't know if it was Yvonne or Andrea. They were both down there. I'm not sure which one got it, but it goes back to Stillman Valley. Broski, three-pointer from the right corner. That's too strong. Andrea Sampson with a rebound for the Streaks. Under a minute to play. 35-27 Streaks. Kelsey Legg across midcourt right side. Gets to Megan Lingenfelter left wing. She'll bounce for Yvonne down on the left block. Turns up off the glass too hard. And a rebound. Deja keeps it alive. And foul, I think, it over the back. Great position by Deja.
And they called it on Deja.
What?
Yep.
She had inside position, went straight up for the ball.
I know. And then the guy from half court called it, so it wasn't like it was one of the guys that was in position.
Wow.
That's the second on Deja?
Yeah, I think so. I've got her for two now. Yeah.
The scoreboard only has around one.
Wow. She had the inside position. That's what you're supposed to do. Block out, go up for the rebound. That's what she did.
Yeah,
I just assumed it was an over and back, over the back.
Yeah.
Wow. So Broski goes to the free throw line, hits the first one. She hit the two technical and or one of bonus shots earlier. We're not sure which it was. It was supposed to be technical. But.
Oh, now they got two for Deja. And I think it's Coach Massey's saying right now, too, is how.
Yeah.
What's our discussion about?
Yeah,
now?
I don't think it was Broski.
Two fouls.
I don't know. I'm wondering if he's arguing whether it was Broski or not, because somebody else went over Deja's back. So I'm not. That's why I'm not sure how Broski was involved in the play. All right, second shot for Broski up in and out, no good, and a rebound. Megan Lingenfelter. Now Kelsey Legg with 40 seconds to play in the half. 35-28 Streaks. Left wing, Megan Lingenfelter to Kelsey Legg between the circles, dribbles right, bounces for Andrea Sampson, right back to Kelsey, top of the key, right wing Andrea, back to Kelsey, swing it to Megan, left wing, high post goes to Chloe McCarthy, right baseline, Andrea Sampson for three, missed that one, but Deja there with a rebound up off the glass and in! Quick little run by Deja here. She's got six, make it 37-28 Streaks. 13 seconds to play. Andrea knocked it away. I think she hit it like that. I think she kind of forced it back the other way to go out of bounds. This is Ballard. She'll set with 9 seconds to play. Now with seven, dribbles left. Tapped away by Andrea. Broski gets it though. Fires a three from the left corner. Put it up and in. 2 seconds to play. And Broski nailed another three there. We have played one half of basketball, and the Stillman Valley Cardinals are hanging tough. After one half, it is Galesburg 37, Stillman Valley 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime, John Thiel Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Stillman Valley Cardinals 37-31. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The Galesburg sophomore girls were a winner here earlier today in the Galesburg shootout. They defeated Byron 62-37. They're now 12-5 on the season. Freshman girls lost to Monmouth Roseville earlier today. That's a thankless job. Jay Barshinger did that for years, and now Josh Biddle, the freshman coach, and it's so hard because all your best players, if they're good, they're either playing sophomore or varsity or sometimes both. So you get a whole crop. But the good thing is for the program, when that happens as a freshman coach, that other girls are getting a chance to play a lot of basketball and develop and become better players.
Yeah, I've always looked at that kind of setup this way, in that you've got kind of two different goals as you look at the programs. Goal number one is winning, and goal number two is development. Development has a higher level of need down at the lower level, at the freshman level, and winning is put on the back burner, whereas by the time you're in varsity, yeah, you're going to have some development that you need to do, but realistically, the bigger concern is winning.
So the Streaks lead at her 37-31. We got Galesburg boys basketball coming up a little bit later on here this evening as they will take on the Meteors from Thornton Fractional North High School here in the shootout at John Thiel Gym. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that action for you. Around 7:25 for the pregame, 7:45 for the tip. They're, for some reason, usually 6:30 game, 7:30 would be an 8 o'clock tip-off for the next game, but they've got this listed 6:30 Rock Island against Alton, and then our boys starting at 7:45. I don't know how they think they're going to swing that.
Yeah, that's real.
Unless
they agreed to a running clock or something.
Yeah, I mean, the most likely scenario is that the pregame probably, because we're a little behind here already. What time is it? We're at, 4:09? Because we start a little bit late. I mean, the most likely scenario is the pregame is going to be more pushing 7:45 and maybe more like an 8 o'clock tip. It could even be a little bit later than that as the way things are running right now. So that is coming up. Then, of course, the Galesburg girls back in action on Monday. Western Big Six play back here at John Thiel Gym. It is a makeup game as we will play host to the number 4 team in Class 4A, the Rock Island Rocks. And we'll have it for you here on WGIL. Again, about 6:06 for the pregame, 6:30 scheduled tip. Streaks lead at 37-31. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We'll come back with our halftime stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
If you see the new gray WGIL button, you should say,
"Stick it to me."
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash. Pick up your free WGIL button today at Sabrina's Bridal Prom and Formal Wear in downtown Galesburg and Alley Oops Diner and Lanes in Abingdon. Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today to win cash.
Stick it to me.
Learn more at WGIL.com.
Great news. Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just a dollar, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly sunny skies for today with a high of around 48. For tonight, mostly clear and a low of 26. Partly sunny for tomorrow as well with a high of 37. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low down around 19. Start your week off Monday, mostly sunny conditions with a high of 29. Monday night, mostly clear, low of 13. And for Tuesday, sunshine on the forecast with a high of 33. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 48 degrees here on WGIL.
You cannot have morals or principles only when it's convenient.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gym. Streaks lead the Stoma Valley Cardinals 37-31. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. D'Andrea Sampson leading the way scoring-wise, 11 points, 3 threes and a 2. 6 points for Yvonne Mixon on three baskets. 6 points for Deja Range on two baskets. 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Megan Lingenfelter on a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Emily Meinert on two baskets. 3 points for Lauren Campbell on a 3. 2 points for Riley Jenkins on a 2. Streaks with 5 3-pointers. And only 2 for 4 from the free throw line. This is a really weird scenario as far as the free throws because the Streaks are a much bigger team. When we get to Stoma Valley stats, 9 points for Anna Broski on a couple of threes and 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 8 points for Caleb Boyd. 2 baskets and 4 for 5 from the line. Well, let's see, 4 points for Georgia Ballard on a couple of baskets, 4 for Faith Fowler, a couple of baskets, 2 for Peyton Barger on 2 free throws, 2 for Kara Johnson on a basket. And let's see, 2 3-pointers, but they were 10 for 15 from the free throw line.
I had them 11 for 15.
11 for, okay, my bad.
Let's so, see. I mean, they were even better than what you thought.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, see, I only had them, I'm missing.
Well, do your points add up? Because my points all add up.
Let's see.
While you're doing that, I'm going to do turnovers. 12 turnovers in the first half for Stillman Valley, 11 for the Streaks. Streaks are rebounded Stillman Valley, 18-13, 9-7 on the offensive end. Stillman Valley, 9 of 23 from the field, 2 of 7 from downtown. Streaks, 15 of 30, 5 of 12 from distance.
Now, I'm missing one from somebody. I've got Barger made 1 of 2 the first time, 1 of 2 the second time.
Is 1 of right? 2 the first time, 2 of 2 the 2, second
that's,
time.
That's the one I'm missing. Okay, so she's three got points. 3 points. So there's the 11 for 15. So, yeah, so pretty impressive for, again, no bigger than they are, but they were kind of getting the calls. And I think they did a good job getting some offensive rebounds and getting to the basket also. Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks leading 37-31 as we get ready to start the second half here. And the Cardinals will have the basketball. Streaks will defend on the near end of the floor here. This is Ballard with it. Now gets to Broski, top of the key. Broski's not a bad-looking player. Handles ball well, 5'10", handles pretty well. She can shoot the three. And now a steal by Yvonne Mixon. Yvonne down the right side, lays it up and in. Great hustle by Yvonne Mixon. Hey, somebody else that initially got a handle on the ball, was that Kelsey that kind of maybe knocked it away initially? But Yvonne able to come up with a steal and lays it up and in. 39-31 streaks. Look under the basket goes to Kara Johnson back. And now a steal by Kelsey Legg. Kelsey to Chloe McCarthy running the floor left side. Missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Ballard for Stillman Valley.
Kara Johnson does not look too comfortable handling the basketball.
No.
We didn't see much of her in there in the first half. She was in there and then came out pretty early in the first quarter. But every time she touches the ball, she looks a little nervous with it.
Nice dump down again from Broski to Boyd. Got behind the streak defense. Boyd lays it up and in wide open. And quickly, Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. That's 10 points for Caleb Boyd, the 5'8". Sophomore for Stillman Valley. 7 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 39-33 lead. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. When we're on the road, they provide our transportation to all the Streaks road games. And Galesburg Nissan, the home of the lifetime warranty. And this is all cars 5 years old or newer with less than 80,000 miles on them. Yes, you get a lifetime warranty, powertrain warranty, and this is something that does not cost you a penny. That's right. Doesn't cost you anything. Sounds too good to be true. It's not. Go stop by and talk to the guys at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street, the home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Under 7 minutes to play in the quarter. Back in the 2-3 zone, Stillman Valley. Kelsey Legg drives right to the wing, picks up, gets to Emily Miner, mid-block on the right side. Now swing it left side to Chloe McCarthy. Back to Kelsey between the circles. Now Chloe left baseline outside the three-point arc. Back to Kelsey, fakes the three, dribbles right. Down to the right baseline, picks up, and her pass is stolen away by Ballard. Ballard splits the defenders, knocked away, though, by Andrea Sampson. Chloe McCarthy comes up with it.
And then she kind of loses it, and Kelsey picks it up.
I think Boyd or Ballard had kind of tapped away from behind. Now Kelsey Legg down to Emily Miner, back out to Andrea Sampson. She'll penetrate, pulls up with the eight-footer, missed it. And the rebound, great hustle by Andrea to run down that rebound on the right sideline.
Yeah, and get it right before she went out of bounds, too. She was able to get her foot down.
Kelsey, left baseline, Chloe for three. That's short. And the rebound, a couple of Stillman Valley players going after it. It's going to go back for to the Streaks as Boyd and Ballard were chasing after it and kind of ran into each other. Streaks get it back. 6:02 to play, third quarter. Streaks leading 39-33. Emily Miner inbound from Kelsey Legg. Missed it. Emily gets her own rebound, puts it up, missed that one. Yvonne with a rebound, and she's going to be called for the travel or a foul.
No,
they're going to call
a
foul. I wasn't sure because the whistle, by the time he blew the whistle, Yvonne had lost her balance and took a couple of steps backward with holding the ball up.
Foul. She had that like hop step going on while she tried to balance on the one.
Maddie James picks up the foul. Left baseline, Kelsey Legg to Chloe McCarthy, left wing. Penetrates, shot up, and good. Nice move by Chloe McCarthy. Her first basket of the ball game. 41-33, full court pressure. And now Kelsey's going to be called for riding. And,
technical.
Yep.
Jeez.
Kelsey, she was kind of riding Ballard down the court. And then after the whistle blew, Kelsey gave her a shove and got a technical for it. I don't know if is that a technical or is that an intentional foul? I mean,
any foul during a dead ball is a technical.
Okay. I wasn't sure
I guess if your question is whether it's.
Right, what it should have been. I mean, it's the same result either way.
Right.
So Broski goes to the free throw line because she's going to shoot the technical. And she is, 4 for 5 now. She hits the first and missed the second again. So Kelsey Legg now, so that'll be two fouls on her now because that was her first personal, and then the technical counts as a personal.
What I didn't see what led to the push. Did she get it shouldered or something?
No, she just the foul got called, and she just gave her. I mean, not that I saw, unless something had happened
previously.
Earlier. I didn't really see it. Broski, right wing. Nice defense by Yvonne Mixon. Didn't give her a chance to get that three-pointer off. She was right on top of her. Now they try the pick and roll again, and Chloe McCarthy comes up with a steal, but knocked away right away as Riley Jenkins caught it in traffic. Wasn't her fault on that one. Now, whoa. They're giving the ball back to Stillman Valley. They had knocked it away, and there was two black jerseys there and hit. Are you kidding me?
Coach Massey's saying, too.
Wow. It got knocked away from Riley, and then they had hit it last, but then one of their other players hit it. Now the Streaks are going to get back on a turnover as Ballard got going too fast that time. The Streaks get it back. 41-34 is the Streaks lead. with 5:15 to play. I've never seen this group of. I've seen the one on the far side, but these others I've never seen before.
Well, the interesting thing was the official that Coach Massey was talking to pulled his whistle up like he was going to tee him up.
Yvonne, or rather Emily Miner, down on the right block, can't hit the shot, gets her own rebound, gets knocked to the floor, can't hit. Andrea Sampson gets it back for the Streaks. And now, if you, I don't know how you didn't call 3 seconds ago, Emily was just laying there in the lane and finally got up, and a near steal by Boyd, and the Streaks are going to get it back. Well, good thing we hit 5 threes in the first half.
Right.
But then again, if they didn't go to the free throw line 15 times, it wouldn't be this close. Riley Jenkins in the center circle for the Streaks as they spread out that 2-3 zone. She dribbles left and got Ballard bumps up into
her. Got a bump. Yeah. I haven't seen them call anything.
With the exception of the foul, the initial foul by Kelsey Legg before she got the technical. What bothers me, how many games do we play and there are girls bodying up our guards and it never gets called?
Right. Right.
That's probably part of Kelsey's frustration from other games. It's like it never gets called.
Yeah.
Andrea Sampson with it. She'll bring it out and set the offense. Picks up. Gives Emily Minert right of the center circle. She'll dribble left now. And gives out high left side to Megan Lingenfelter. Now it's Riley Jenkins right of the center circle. She'll penetrate. Gives to Megan left wing. Swing it to Andrea. The pass got touched initially by Lexi Lichty, but I think Andrea got a hand up on it. She tried to pull it back, but she didn't pull it back quick enough. So the Streaks turn it over with 4:16 to play in the third, leading 41-34. Now Andrea gets back and knocks it away from Boyd. He'll go back to Stillman Valley. 4:12 to play here in the third. Streaks lead 41-34. It'll be Boyd inbound out far on the left baseline for Stillman Valley. And it comes to Ballard. Ballard penetrates. Lays it up. Rolls off no good. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins on the run to Megan Lingenfelter. Left wing. A long three-pointer. Good! That's the furthest out I've seen her shoot one. Now a turnover by Stillman Valley. They just lost. It was a high bounce and Ballard lost it. And the Streaks will get it back. Now it's back to a 10-point lead, 44-34, with just under 4 minutes to play in the third quarter.
18 turnovers now for Stillman Valley, and we're going to get a full timeout call by Stillman Valley.
So Bobby Mellon calls the timeout, 3:55 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 44-34. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL. Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
Back at John Field Gym, Sam Erdith there. Gibson, 3:55 to play here in quarter number three. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Stillman Valley Cardinals 44-34. Well, they're not going away, and I hope the Streaks realize that because they're just going to keep playing. They may have some turnovers and that type of thing, but the Streaks got to keep playing this one.
Yeah, you got to keep playing hard because otherwise what's going to happen is they're just going to get confidence again and go on another run and cut this lead down that the Streaks currently have.
Andrea Sampson, top of the key, bounces to Deja Range, right wing to Riley Jenkins, back to Andrea, top of the key, fires a three, bounces off no good, Deja skies for the rebound, but couldn't hold on, and coming away with it is Fowler for Stillman Valley.
Arguably an over to the back there.
Yeah. This is Ballard with it, right side, another back door, and knocked away by Megan Lingenfelter.
That should have been a streak ball. Yeah, that went off Lichty's hand.
That's what I thought, too.
Megan had jarred it loose, but Lichty was the last one to touch it.
Kelsey Legg checks back in. Yvonne Mixon up to check in as well.
She didn't get to the table in time.
Inbound comes to Broski, right back to Boyd. Drives right, puts a shot up, can't hit. Deja Range with a rebound for the Streaks. Deja having a nice game. Megan Lingenfelter left wing. Out high it goes to Kelsey Legg. Out high right side now to Andrea Sampson. Back to Kelsey between the circles. Back to Andrea on the wing. Dangerous pass there. Andrea able to bring it in. Drives, kicks out to Megan. Left baseline for three. Good! Her third of the ball game. She's got 11, 47-34 streaks. Full court pressure. This is Boyd. Now one-on-one break. Ballard against Deja Range. And nice move by Ballard, but short on the shot. Hit the bottom of the rim, but the streaks can't hang on to the rebound. It came off fast because you hit the bottom of the rim with it, and the streaks, I think, tried to take it off the dribble rather than grabbing it.
Well, I thought Deja did a good job there because she was coming right at her, and Deja just, although she kind of played Olay defense, she waited till the last second, so Ballard kind of pulled the chair out from under Ballard, so when she went up there, she was a lot closer to the rim than she thought she was going to be.
Lauren Campbell in for the streaks. This is Broski, right baseline to Boyd, drives in, kicks out to the left baseline to Ballard, she'll fire the three, good. Georgia Ballard, her first three of the ball game. She's got seven, back to a 10-point lead, 47-37. Yvonne Mixon, free throw line, kicks to Megan Lingenfeld, the right baseline for three. Missed that one, and the rebound comes down to Fowler. This is Ballard now, down the right side, lays it up, partially blocked by Kelsey Legg. Deja Range with the rebound. Down to Megan, right wing, thought about the three, they closed down, now got it to Yvonne down on the right block, and some traffic put it up, and no foul called, wow, and the rebound comes down to Ballard. Ballard lost her footing and lost the ball on a travel called. I know the coaches kind of wanting a trip, but her back foot may have hit Deja's on the run. Deja wasn't close to her, so, I mean, they couldn't, it was correct to not call a foul there. I hate when they call that trip when there's like, hey, it's not my fault, the person in front of me, Deja didn't run up on her or anything. Lauren Campbell, left wing, looking for some help, gets to Kelsey Legg between the circles, right wing, Megan Lingenfelter, mid block to Yvonne, back to Lauren, left baseline for three, good! Lauren Campbell, her second of the ball game, and 50-37. Now Deja with a steal on the inbound, can't hit the shot, but she's fouled by Boyd, so Deja Range back to the free throw line. This will be the third time she's been at the foul line here this afternoon. Deja again having a nice game, 6 points in the first half. She was 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 50-37 streaks with their, this is the biggest lead, right?
Tied for the biggest, but yeah.
Okay. Deja missed the first. Back in for Stillman Valley is Lichty, and she replaces Boyd, freshman for sophomore. Second shot for Deja. Missed that one. Yvonne skies for the rebound. Kicks out to Kelsey. Right wing, Megan. Now it's Yvonne, high post, dribbles right back to Megan, right baseline. Swing it over to Lauren on the left wing. Lauren Campbell penetrates, stops, puts it up off the glass, took some contact, no good. Yvonne with a rebound up off the glass and in.
I have no clue how Yvonne got that rebound.
I don't either. I have no idea, but she did a 52-37. And Yvonne just got her third foul. Yeah, she was coming in, was going to try to make the steal, then tried to stop because she knew she couldn't get it, and she ran into Barger, and Yvonne picks up her third foul now with 1:11 to play in the third quarter. And quickly, Chloe McCarthy up off the bench. 1:07 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 52-37. This is Ballard. Spins into the paint. Bounces for Fowler. Down the left block. Missed the easy shot. Gets her own rebound, though. High off the glass. Missed it. Rebound tapped up, and it's run down by Ballard. Now it's Broski for three out high right side. Good. That's her third of the ball game. All three of her baskets are from behind the arc. 52-40 streaks. Now to Yvonne. Kicks out to Megan. Top of the key, Kelsey Legg, and travel with her. Yeah, yep. She's going to try to make a pass again. The defense closed out or got into the passing lane, and she couldn't stop her momentum. 38.5 to play. Now our short team in the ball game. Lauren Campbell, the tallest player out there. As Yvonne goes to the bench, coach doesn't want her to pick up that fourth here in the last 2 seconds of the third quarter. Riley Jenkins guarding Ballard. Ballard down the right side. Puts it up, no good. Good defense by Lauren Campbell. But Fowler down with a rebound. A double dribble called on Fowler. She got the rebound. It was one of those. She got it and bounced it. She got it in her hands and dropped and bounced. And then she put it on the floor again. They don't always call that.
Right, I was going to say, rarely called. Now Yvonne Mixon coming back into the game with Kelsey Legg.
22.3 to play.
Coach, I guess.
I guess it's in the offense. Yeah,
trying to get some more scoring in there.
Yeah, I suppose they're going to work for one.
Right.
So just don't make sure you don't go over the back.
Yeah, Yvonne just got to be careful so she doesn't pick up four here.
Left face. Streaks turned over. Kelsey Legg tried to swing.
I would imagine Yvonne's going to come right back out here.
Yep.
Chloe and Riley Jenkins off the bench to get Kelsey and Yvonne right back out of the game. And good coaching move there. You don't want either of those players to pick up a fourth.
11.2 to play.
And what's the hold up here? The issue. I will tell you what, this by far has been the slowest game I think we've had all year.
Well, someone said she got scratched or something, maybe. I'm not sure.
She must be bleeding because she went right over to the trainer.
Yep. Ballard with it in the backcourt. Brings it across in the center circle on the run. Free throw line, left side, down the lane. High off the glass, no good. Rebound, Lauren Campbell fights for it and finally able to pull it away. Good hustle by Lauren.
Whoa, how was that a jump ball? Nobody was touching it.
Lauren's the only one that had her hands on the ball, but it goes
back. And that's what Coach Massey's saying. With 0.4 left, the Streaks have possession, but that, you don't want this jump ball.
Because now the possession will go to Silicon Valley to start the fourth quarter. Inbound comes to Riley Jenkins. Time's runs out. My goodness. Well, Streaks lead is still after three. Streaks 52, Stillman Valley 40. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Fourth quarter just underway. John Thiel, Jim, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Stillman Valley Cardinals 52-40. And Georgia Bauer, the freshman, double dribble. She's out there dribbling by herself, and they called the double dribble. I didn't see what she did.
I had looked down because I was just thinking, you know, what athletic directors love is when you have an all-day shootout that one game has this many whistles in it.
Now the Streaks turn it over. Emily Miner tried to get to Lauren Campbell, threw it behind her right into the Streak bench, and Mike Rux with a nice catch.
17 turnovers now for the Silver Streaks. They're averaging 19.5 on the season, so still under that number.
Right wing, this is Broski with it. Top of the key, Fowler. They look for the back door. Good defense by Lauren Campbell. Ballard to Broski. Broski penetrates. Kicks to Fowler out high left side. Left wing goes to Broski. Broski top of the key. Gives high post to Boyd. Now this is Barger with it. To Fowler top of the key. Left wing it goes to Broski. Broski top of the key. Gives to Ballard. Well, let them take all the time they need.
I was going to say, they're almost running a stall offense at this point, down by 12.
Now Broski fires a three left wing, no good, but Fowler with a weak side rebound up off the glass and in. Fowler with six now, and make it back to 10, 52-42. Lauren Campbell, baseline, gives to Emily Miner, left side, up off the glass, no foul called again. Mike, I have never seen in our own gym, we're not getting a single call. And Coach Matsey, same thing, same official. He's like, how was there no con? I mean, Emily went. He's saying the hands were straight up. The official's motioning to Evan that the girl's hands were straight up. That was not the case. I don't know how they got that pass to midcourt.
Neither do I. The overhand baseball pass. Yeah. All the way to half court.
Broski for three, top of the key, rolls in and out, no good. And over the back, not called again. And a second time.
And they're going to call a foul on this time.
Oh, man. And Kelsey honestly got away with another push, because after the girl went over her back when she's trying to get the ball, she got pushed, so she shoved again. And wow, so who'd they call? They called Emily Miner. That's four on her now. I have never seen anything like this in our own gym, especially. I mean, not that you're supposed to have an advantage, but, you know, it's not being called the same at both ends of the floor, that's for sure. We have not, I mean, you know, the free throw situation the first half shows you. Barger, and that's a travel as Boyd drives, shot. I couldn't tell if Andrea got a hand on it or not, but it was no good. And Deja got a hand on the rebound. That's all. It goes out of bounds back to Stillman Valley with 6:31 to play. Streaks leading 52-42. Boyd inbounds. And Ballard drives in, missed the runner. Rebound, Deja Range. How many does she have?
Deja is up to six now.
So 6 points, 6 rebounds for Deja. Kelsey tried to bounce it into Yvonne at the high post. Got kicked away. And the Streaks will have it on the near sideline.
Ballard with the kick there.
Megan Lingenfeld to the inbound to Kelsey Legg, right of the center circle. New head, Deja, wide open there on the block twice, and they missed her. Swing it to Andrea. Left wing, drives baseline. Five-footer up and no good. Rebound, Andrea taps it, but now she's going to get called for a foul. Ballard came away with it. Andrea reached in on her. That's her first. Five team fouls down the Streaks.
I think it's six.
Usually they're up with it so quick, so I just say what I see.
Oh, maybe it is five. Yeah. A couple times it's been slow, so I figured that was one of those occasions.
Broski penetrates, and his pass nearly stolen away by Deja Range. Fowler comes up with it. Now Ballard has it out high right side to Broski. Broski goes to the free throw line, kicks back out to Ballard, left wing for three, missed it. Rebound weak side, Megan Lingenfelter for the Streaks. 5:45 to play, 52-42 Galesburg. Kelsey Legg bounces right side for Andrea Sampson. Boy, missed Deja there again. Now Kelsey penetrates, 15-footer from the right elbow, no good. Deja rips the rebound away, bounces for Yvonne, who kicks out to Megan. Now it's Andrea with it out high right side. Kelsey with it near the center circle. Another rebound for Deja Range. Andrea Sampson right wing. They reach and no call. No. Got knocked away. My goodness. Now it's Ballard running the floor on the feed from Boyd. Can't hit the shot. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound.
Yvonne up to 8 rebounds now.
Now a near turnover by the Streaks. Zbrowski got the hand on and knocked it away. It's going to go back to Galesburg. And the Streak bench saying, slow it down. Don't need a long pass like that at this point.
Right, you're up by 10. This is the time of game where the Streaks really could take some air out of this basketball.
And they're in that 2-3 zone, and sometimes they come out and guard you, but I would make them come out and guard you.
Right.
Kelsey Legg with it between the circles. Bounces for Deja Range. High post at the free throw. Only got knocked away, but somehow it ended up in the hands of Yvonne Mixon. Left side, Yvonne lays it up and in. She's got 12, make it 54-42 Streaks, and a timeout called.
5 seconds.
Oh, it was a five. This official is going to say, I think he got the timeout first. I think, yeah. Coach called the timeout.
Because
I saw him indicating the timeout before I saw him with the five.
Okay, because I was going to say, he had his hand up right after the whistle blew. He had his hand up signaling five. And now Coach Massey having a discussion with the official. Coach Rux tried to chime in the official.
I think he was checking to see if it was a 30 or not. Yeah, it is a 30-second timeout he called.
I think the question is whether or not the timeout was granted before the 5 second happened. Because he's
not even talking to the official to call the 5 seconds. That's the thing. I mean, shouldn't they be discussing
it? One would think.
Anyway, 30-second timeout and nothing really got done. And Coach, the girls still waiting there. To talk to Coach Massey.
And Coach Massey.
Well, then they've handed them the ball. Wait a minute.
Yeah, Coach Massey wants to know why he didn't get the benefit of the 30-second, and this official on the baseline saying your girls were at your bench. But the whole discussion was.
Well, at least the official who was discussing with Coach Massey stopped the play from going. The other official tried to hand him the ball and start play while one of the officials was in a discussion. I'm glad he actually did that anyway.
And the Streaks won't get the 30-second timeout, I suppose.
Nope. All right. So
we're going to play ball.
Just under 5 minutes to play. Streaks with a 54-42 lead. I've never seen one official try to start the game with another official not in it as Stillman Valley turns it over as it was Lichty trying to get it underneath to Fowler, overthrew her.
Definitely not from a good crew anyway.
No. Right. Full court pressure now. Yvonne Mixon, Kelsey Legg in the backcourt to Megan Lingenfelter. She'll get it across Andrea Sampson right wing. Andrea fires a three short. Rebound comes out long to Boyd. I know that's part of your offense, but I'm not sure at that point if you want that shot. I don't know.
Right.
But it was wide open. Lichty right to baseline. Got behind the defense. Lays it up and in on the feed from Broski. First basket for Lichty. She's got 3 points, 54-44.
Well, Andrea needs to clear out because she's just standing in the backcourt during the press breaker. It's allowing the defender to be able to guard two people at once.
Yvonne Mixon down the right side lane, laid it up too short, got too far into the basket, had gotten the pass out near midcourt, took it all the way down the right side. Good recognition, couldn't get the shot to fall. Now Lichty drives right baseline, quickly back the other way, and the foul's going to go against Megan Lingenfelter.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be her first, and it'll be...
Second according to the scoreboard.
Okay.
I had her at 1-2, but...
Lexi Lichty will go to the free throw line with two shots with 4:02 to play.
And now Coach Massey's calling
gonna
a timeout.
Time out. I don't think he liked that foul very much either. he's still talking to the same official. Is this a 30 or a full? And these officials down here, I don't know. Now this is going to be a full. All right, we'll take one as well. 4:02 to play. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know Dave's Auto Body sells tires? And when you buy four tires, we'll give you four-wheel alignment free for life. Come in and ask for a quote today.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
4:02 to play in the ballgame. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Stillman Valley Cardinals 54-44. And so at the free throw line will be Lexi Lichty.
She split a pair earlier in the game, back in the second quarter, excuse me.
First one up and no good. Lichty at 5'7", another one of the many freshmen on this Stillman Valley team. Second shot is up, in and out, no good. Rebound, Deja Range. I keep saying they're going to be a really good team in the future, which they will be, but I keep also forgetting that they're a 3A team. So
right.
They're going to be good, but I don't know, unless they have some size, I don't know how good they're going to be.
Well, I mean, the one thing we've seen is that they've got four or five kids that can all
right.
dribble the ball and shoot from the mid-range, and that's usually a good recipe to at least be in the mix.
Ooh, Deja missed one, took some contact, couldn't hit, but Yvonne Mixon there with a rebound and put back. 14 for Yvonne, make it 56-44 streaks, 27 to play in the ball game.
The other thing is their regional's up north, so
yeah.
It's usually a little weaker up north.
Now a steal by Yvonne Mixon. So is... You know, I'm trying to figure out, is Coach Massey stuck to the bench now?
I don't, he shouldn't be,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I wouldn't think, unless after two technicals on your team.
No, I don't think.
Oh, a nice give and go. Kelsey Legg to Yvonne Mixon running down the right side of the lane. Yvonne puts it up and in. Quick 4-point run by Yvonne, 58-44, under 3 minutes to play. This is Boyd, left wing, it goes to Broski. That quick release 3-pointer, no good. Kelsey Legg with a rebound on the weak side.
Coach Massey, though, is a tough one to tell if he's assigned to the bench or not, because he doesn't stand up a lot as it is.
No.
Nope, he's up.
He's not okay. He's not one that paces, that's for sure.
Right.
But yeah,
Coach Mellon hasn't sat down all game.
That's true. Backdoor pass, Kelsey Legg. Deja Range missed the shot. Rebound kept alive and run down by Yvonne Mixon. Right wing, Megan Lingenfelter. Andrea Sampson, left wing, thought about the three, now kicks back out to Kelsey with 2:23 to play. Kelsey takes to the right wing to Deja at the free throw line. Nice bounce pass to Yvonne Mixon. Got knocked away, though, from behind by Fowler. Good defensive play.
Yvonne now with a double-double in the game after that last offensive rebound.
Good thought by Deja there. It was a good pass, but Fowler able to get a hand on it. Broski, right baseline to Lichty. Now it's Fowler. Gives to Ballard, left wing, top of the key, Broski, back to Ballard, down the right side of the lane, lays it up, missed another one. She's missed a ton of layups. She's going to get some strength. Now, that should not be...
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Foul.
They called
Deja.
Oh, wow. Deja turned to run, and Ballard was in her way, and Deja just put her arm... She didn't shove her. She put her arm up to kind of protect herself. She wasn't sure what was in front of her, and Ballard, who weighs, you know, probably about 100 or 105 pounds, fell to the floor, and Deja got called for a technical. That's absolutely ridiculous. Wow. So Broski back to the free throw line with another technical. Hits the first. Wow.
I don't understand why that was a technical.
To me, that's
honestly, a common foul.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm calling the foul because she just turned and
right,
the girl
was
right,
but if you're going to blow the whistle on anything.
Wow. That was ridiculous. I mean, Deja put her arm up because you're turning something's in front of you. That's what you do.
Why is she getting more free throws?
Oh, this is because bonus. So is it gonna, are they going to give her two shots now or is this bonus?
So what was the technical on then?
For the How's it not a one-on-one? The same thing again. If it's a foul, it was a one-on-one. They're giving her two shots again. There's 18 fouls.
But I still don't understand why there's a technical and a common foul.
Yeah.
There weren't two incidents. There was only one incident.
Yeah, I have no idea. This is horrendous. Wow. So
right?
Freaks, yeah, I'm not sure. Well, there was the foul, I guess, but the foul was also the technical. I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying.
Lost. I don't know. I've never seen anything like this. But there shouldn't have been any technical anyway, and I even question whether there should have been a foul on that. I mean, it was so, but yeah, just a common foul. And if so, if there was a foul, that should have been a one and bonus. The same thing they did in the first half. They gave two shots on with 18 fouls.
Didn't she make the second one?
I don't even know. I wasn't paying close enough attention. What about Broski? Did she make both? The first, the technical shots?
Yes.
What? Now, Ballard lost her balance, fell to the floor. They called a push on who?
This is unreal. I have the score. It should be 58-47 because I think she hit the second one. The scoreboard only has it at 46. So,
who was it? Ballard?
Ballard.
She hit one, you're saying?
I thought she hit the second one.
Okay.
But they just called that one 47. So
okay.
I'm not 100% sure. I must have.
I have no idea what's going on with these guys. Second free throw, no good. It should be Streak's ball. Who are they going to get it to?
We're not taking anything for granted at this point.
It went off Broski last. Streak's do get it. Yvonne Mixon to inbound. 1:21 to play. Streak's up by 11, 58-47. Got to protect here. Kelsey Legg. Now Streak's with numbers. 3-on-1, but they're going to hold on to it out front. And Kelsey Legg has it right at the center circle. Bounces to Yvonne Mixon out high left side. Megan Lingenfelter left wing. Now Emily Miner between the circles. Now it's Kelsey Legg to Yvonne Mixon. Andrea Sampson left wing. She'll pull it back out. Looking for some help. And don't want to get a five call. Now the ball gets
away. That should have
been
a travel.
Yeah, and a jump ball call. Fortunately, possession arrow. Yeah, Ballard went to the floor with the ball. Who was that?
Barger, right?
Barger, yeah.
Barger grabbed the ball and fell to the floor with it, and somehow it was not a travel.
Streaks get it back on the alternate possession. 52.2 to play. Backdoor pass. Andrea Sampson on the inbound. Up off the glass. Got it. Nice pass. And Andrea puts it up and in. She's got 13. 60-47 Streaks with 42 seconds to play. Top of the key. Broski traveled. No call. Puts up a three. Short. Rebound comes down to Ballard. Ballard leans in. She ran into Kelsey Legg and then traveled with the basketball. They didn't call. Then she finally lost it out of bounds. Full court pressure with 31.1 to play. So the Streaks will get back above 500 here. Pretty confident of that with 31.1 to play.
I wouldn't be too confident. There might be four technicals still.
Yeah, inbound knocked away by Broski.
We've seen three of them.
Yeah. Andrea Sampson inbound, 29 now to play. And it comes to Kelsey Legg. Back to Andrea. And now a foul. Thank you. The late whistle. Ballard pushed Kelsey. They finally call a block. And that's only the 14th foul. They've, seven fouls in the ballgame has all this been called on them?
Sounds right.
23.5 to play. Or maybe eight, because they haven't had very many in this half. That's where they've got four in this half. I think only three in the first half. Kelsey Legg gets it across midcourt right side with 14 to play. Now tapped away by Lichty.
This is one of those situations where you're almost glad, though, there hasn't been a lot of fouls called because they can't get the Streaks to the free throw line by fouling very quickly, so you can get a bunch of time off the clock here.
10 seconds to play. Yvonne Mixon left to the center circle. Hands to Megan Lingenfelter with five. Now four. Emily Miner with three. Now Kelsey Legg with two, and the Streaks win it. Final score, Galesburg 60. And Stillman Valley 47. So the Streaks, hard-fought win here. Harder than we thought it might be, but give Stillman Valley credit. Came out and they played hard. Streaks outscore them 8-7 in that fourth quarter. Streaks pick up the win. They're now 14-13 on the season. Final score, Galesburg 60, Stillman Valley 47. We'll come back with our postgame show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our postgame stats. Name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game as well. Streaks win it 60-47. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
If you see the new gray WGIL button, you should say,
"Stick it to me."
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash. Pick up your free WGIL button today at The Frameworks at Main and Cherry Streets in downtown Galesburg. Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today to win cash.
Stick it to me.
Learn more at WGIL.com.
Stick it to me.
The wind bites, the cold stings, even the light from the sun seems to cut right through you. You can squint your eyes, but when the light bounces off the snow, it's absolutely blinding. Not only are 30% of all traffic accidents caused by the blinding glare of the sun, but our eyes are exposed to a significant amount of damaging ultraviolet radiation. The only real way to protect yourself is with polarized sunglasses. And you can find a great selection of designer styles at Kehoe Eye Care.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
The furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer, Bryant, whatever it takes.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly sunny skies for today with a high of around 48. For tonight, mostly clear and a low of 26. Partly sunny for tomorrow as well with a high of 37. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low down around 19. Start your week off Monday, mostly sunny conditions with a high of 29. Monday night, mostly clear, low of 13. And for Tuesday, sunshine in the forecast with a high of 33. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 48 degrees here on WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here this afternoon. 60-47 was the final score as they defeat the Stillman Valley Cardinals. Our postgame coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us here. And, coach, a good win for you today. A team that, I guess it's kind of, sometimes it's good to have a game like that, a team that's that you're probably more talented than them, but they just never gave up. They kept coming at you.
Right, and their defense was unusual. They stretch out that 2-3 zone, and I think once our kids understood that, just be a little bit more patient with it, I think we were all right.
Some interesting things went on in this game. It's not often that a team smaller than you gets to the line as much as they did, and without you getting there, it was just a really, really strange ball game in that respect.
It was. And
not that there wasn't contact, is what I was getting at. But
I think the mistake sometimes is for as coaches and for players that you object to the fouls that are called on you, and I'm guessing that most of the fouls that are called on us were well deserved, well earned, and got them and stuff. But it was just the frustrating thing for our post players was that they couldn't get to the line, and there was a lot of contact.
A couple of things we couldn't figure out, and I don't know if it was explained to you, but on both of the technicals, the fouls themselves, they got two shots. Well, one of them, I guess the early one, the foul would have been a 1-1, and they shot the technical first two shots, but then they gave the second player two shots because she missed the first and made the second, but you only had, I think, 7 or 18 fouls at that point. I couldn't figure that out.
I don't know. I mean, there were things lost. The one with the timeout where one official came over and was talking to me, and then all of a sudden the horn went off, and I said, "Have you started it?" And he said, "No." And so we break for a timeout, and the other referee is throwing the ball in bounds, and it's like,
yeah.
So, but yeah, those things. I think, as I said to the players, we can get frustrated, but we've got to be better as far as we can't emotionally allow ourselves to get in a position where we get the technical. That's where we're putting ourselves, ahead of the team in that. But I thought, as far as composure, I thought we did a nice job.
Saw some good hustle. Deja in particular gave you some good minutes off the bench, got some good rebounds, hustle. Yvonne, she's got, one, she's got that knack for the ball, but two, she's just all over the floor chasing the ball down, too.
And she guarded their best player,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Yvonne, good job. And I thought Deja was outstanding off the bench.
Yeah.
That did a really nice job that way. And it was nice, our perimeter kids hit some three-point shots. That was pretty good.
Good win, Coach. Back up above 500 with your 14th win. You got Rocky coming in on Monday for some makeup game. And, the tough thing with them is they're after some losses to some good teams, they're playing even better basketball right now.
It sounds like it and stuff, but, it's not like we ever thought it would be an easy game playing them. So
it'll
be a challenge, but, this time of year it's not bad going into the tournament and stuff of be in a position where you gotta end up really focused and really try and execute.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Streaks win it 60-47. We'll take a timeout. Come back with our post-game stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Learn more at WGIL.com.
Streaks win it by a final of 60-47 as they defeat the Stillman Valley Cardinals here in the Galesburg Shootout this afternoon. Next game getting ready to get underway is between Lake Forest Academy and Monmouth Roseville, right, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, Monmouth Roseville. It is Lake Forest Academy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. LFA.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So Lake Forest Academy from obviously northern suburbs, and they'll take on Monmouth Roseville. That one scheduled to tip at 5, not quite going to happen though. So a little bit behind here. Following this game, Rock Island set to take on Alton. That one scheduled to tip at 6:30. Then the Galesburg High boys scheduled to take on Thornton Fractional North at 7:45. That's going to be more like 8 or a little after. And, of course, Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that action for you. All right, our post-game stats are brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Scoring-wise, Streaks with three players in double figures, including Yvonne Mixon with 16 points on 8 baskets. Another double-double. Eric will tell you about the rebounds coming up. 13 for Andrea Sampson. Got us going early with 3 threes in the first quarter. Ended up with 3 of them and 2 twos in the ball game. 11 points for Megan Lingenfelter. She hit 3 threes as well and a 2-pointer. 6 points for Lauren Campbell on a couple of threes. 6 points for Deja Range on a couple of baskets, 2 for 6 from the free throw line, 4 points for Emily Meinert, 2 points for Riley Jenkins on a basket. The Streaks, 8 three-pointers in the game. They only shot 6 free throws. Deja shot all the free throws, 2 for 6 from the foul line for the Streaks. For Stillman Valley, their senior Anna Broski led the way with 15 points, 3 three-pointers, and 6 for 8 from the free throw line. 10 points for the sophomore Kayla Boyd on 2 baskets, 4 for 4 from the line. 8 points for the freshman Georgia Ballard on a couple of 2s of 3 and 2 for 4 from the line. 6 points for Faith Fowler on 3 baskets, 3 for Peyton Barger on 3 for 4 from the line. 2 points for Kara Johnson on a basket, 3 for Lexi Lichty on a basket, and 1 for 4 from the free throw line.
Well, turnovers 25 for Stillman Valley. Streaks only turned the ball, and I shouldn't probably say only, but turned the ball over 19 times, below their season average of 19.5, but just barely. Streaks did out-rebound Stillman Valley 39 to 29, including 19 to 14 on the offensive end. Stillman Valley 14 of 46 from the field, including 4 of 14 from downtown. Streaks 25 of 58, 8 of 19 from distance. Stats in addition to the points, Emily Meinert, 6 rebounds. Yvonne Mixon, her 5th double-double of the season with that 16 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. So a nice night for the senior. Afternoon, evening.
All that.
Deja Range, 8 rebounds, 2 steals. Lauren Campbell had a pair of rebounds. 1 carom for Chloe McCarthy with an assist and 2 steals. 4 boards for Andrea Simpson, 1 assist. 5 rebounds for Megan Lingenfelter with an assist and a steal. And Kelsey Legg had a rebound, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks.
All right, Streaks won here. About 8 for 19 from behind the arc is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was the tied for the second highest total of the season. They have had 9 twice, 1 against East Peoria and 1 against Sullivan. So nice to get the 8 of 19 three-point shooting as well.
Streaks win at 60-47. We'll come back with our final order of business, and that is naming our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
You can get a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking your head up a bull's butt, but wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it? In this analogy, I, Jamie Monk, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota, am the butcher. And you, my friend, are the person looking for a good T-bone steak. But we don't sell meat. We sell cars. And we have a lot full of the most beautiful vehicles you've ever seen. What I need you to trust me on is that their price is low as anyone can go. In fact, they're the lowest prices in the north, south, east, and west. So you can drive all around confirming that fact, or you can just come get your keys at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Find them on Facebook or GalesburgToyota.com.
A first-time opponent is on the schedule tonight as the Galesburg boys basketball team battles Thornton Fractional South in the Silver Streak Shootout. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage at 7:25 tonight on WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks win it here this afternoon, 60-47, the final score as they defeat the Cardinals from Stillman Valley High School. Right now, time to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and we kind of different points of the game. We were thinking different things. We were just talking about this off the air early in the game. You know, Andrea Sampson hit the 3 3-pointers to get us going. Deja Range with a great game off the bench. She shot her only free throws, but a great hustle and had a nice little run there in that second quarter where she scored all 6 of her points. Had 8 rebounds to go along with that. I mean, Megan Lingenfelter off the bench with 3 3-pointers, 11 points, also pulled down 5 rebounds. But this young lady, it's just night in and night out, and tonight no exception. It was rebounding, of course, but going after loose balls, just the hustle going after loose balls and that knack for rebounding and just the consistency defensively. The coach talked about her being on their best player. The times when she was on this young lady on the perimeter, Broski wasn't able to get off that quick 3-point shot. And so this is the way we're going with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Yeah, we're going to go with Yvonne. Yvonne finishes the game with her 5th double-double, 16 points, 10 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals. And you know, the big thing was that Stillman Valley went on a run there in the second quarter, got the gap closed down to 28-25, and Yvonne had 4 points and a pair of boards there in the second. And also in the third, the Streaks kind of pulled away. She had 4 points and she had 4 rebounds there in the third quarter. I would say those were really the 2 major times during this game in which we talk about crunch time.
So Yvonne Mixon, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Streaks win at 60-47 was the final score. And, of course, we have Galesburg High boys basketball coming your way. And that will be coming up, scheduled for a 7:45 tip. That's probably not going to happen. We're getting the starting lineups at, 5:06 now here. So, we're just a little bit behind here. So we're guessing probably closer toward 8 o'clock. So pregame, maybe 7:40 or so, 7:45 with Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman. We'll keep you updated on that. But the Streaks, the boys playing the Thornton Fractional North Meteors here tonight, and we just saw the Rock Island team just walked into the gym, and they're here with heavy hearts tonight. Of course, the Streaks game with the Rocky got postponed last night. The mothers of one of the players passed away apparently unexpectedly yesterday, so they postponed that game. That's going to be now on February 13th. But saw that Tom Siegel, the team had met last night or yesterday and talked, and they decided they wanted to go ahead and play this game here tonight against Alton, which will follow this game. And and then, of course, the Streaks will take on Thornton Fractional North coming up a little bit later. All right, well, we'll be back here on Monday. Speaking of Rock Island, the Rocks will be in town here, and we'll get to see, fortunately for the last time ever, Chrislyn Carr, and one of 3 more times to see Bree Beal, and we'll see her here at John Thiel Gym coming up on Monday night. And, we talked with coaches. Like, yeah, you're right. You knew it was already going to be a tough game, but they've been playing very, very well as of late.
Right, right. Yeah, it's going to be no exception. And then to get them Monday, the only plus may be they might be a little bit out of their routine.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. So that game will take the air around 6:06 for the pregame and 6:30 for the tip. Streaks win it here 60-47. Thanks to our studio engineer this afternoon, James Noble. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erta saying good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.